We started making plays down the field, man. First half, we let some tough grabs go, which we can make some plays on. But we just executed better and made some plays down the field.
Did you been working on that core vertical that you beat?
Oh, we've been doing that since McCarthy got here, man. 06, whenever his first year was. That's a based offensive play. We run that constantly in practice, constantly every game, and it's our shot play. So sometimes we get them hit, sometimes we don't.
Coming out of the huddle, did you know that play was going to be that big and take us through it?
Which one?
The long run touchdown.
Oh, no, because it wasn't a play in the huddle. He checked to it at the line of scrimmage. We've been telling him. They've been playing cover two a lot, and the safety hasn't been getting over there to the outside receiver. So he got us in the right play, double post. Cobby held the safety, and I was able to get outside the corner and make a play.
Of course you weren't going to get caught, right?
I was hoping not, because I never would have heard the end of it from everybody in here. But I'm like a little kid, so I'm going to zigzag until there ain't no more grass to run on. So I'm going to make sure I get an injury.
Was that a touchdown that they gave you that took back from you?
EB said no. EB said the rule is – you have to have 2 feet down no matter what, because if you don't have 2 feet down, it's not a catch anyway. So whether you're in the field or in the end zone, you have to get 2 feet down. So I thought if the ball crossed the plane, whether you got 1 foot down or you jump out the back of the end zone, it's a touchdown, but you got to have 2 feet down.
On the long one, on the 83-yarder, when you get in the end zone, does it register that that's the longest one?
Not right then and there. I'm just running. I don't know how long I'm running for. I'm just running. When you get to the sideline, they let you know if you did anything like that. So, no, I didn't know that until I got to the sideline. I was just running, trying not to get caught.
Good times with the Lambeau Leap today?
Yeah, man. A Detroit Lion fan pushed me out of there one time. I had to double jump. And I didn't even have that much energy.
Obviously, we know that with all of us being on the field, we work well together. We're able to open up each other and create touchdowns.
5 field goals, though. You feel like you left some points out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anytime we get in the red zone, our mindset is to score touchdowns. And we weren't able to do that. Luckily, Mason was having a great day today, and we put him through for us. Got some points on the board.
I don't know if you heard the big cheers whenever they put up the Bears score when they were behind today. Now you're right back in the division. Feel good after this one? Was it a critical win?
It was an important win. We understand how important trying to win our division is, and starting off with a win in our divisional series is big for us.
And you needed those acrobatics. Jimmy, you guys have had them a bunch in the past. How important was it today when you kind of needed those plays to get ahead?
Well, it was really important just to keep the drives moving. We stalled a few times in the red zone, but we were able to create long drives, run the play clock down, keep our defense fresh on the sidelines. It's important for us to stay on the field and continue to pick up those big plays.
How different is the offense if Eddie Lacy's getting 4 or 5 yards a pop like he was today?
Oh, it puts us in better situations on second and third down, which is important. You want to be in, third and 1 to 5, third and, 6 or 7 to help out, whenever he's picking up those yards on first and second down, helps out third down.